Muncie will receive $31.7 million over 2 years, and that money must be spent by the end of 2024. Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour says the city's first portion is already in the bank. Muncie is among the first cities in the region to introduce a plan. Ridenour says that's deliberate.
I know that all these cities and towns are receiving these funds, and there's a struggle right now to get contractors to do work. So I felt that the earlier we could get started with our plan, get it through the council, get the money appropriated and spent, the more likely we are to get contractors to actually do the work.
Some of that money is slated to pay the city back for budget shortfalls in 2021 through 2023. There's some earmarked for infrastructure projects, neighborhood associations, public art projects, and a future inpatient substance abuse center in some form. Many of the other categories will give money to businesses directly, especially hotels, the convention center, tourism generators like Prairie Creek Reservoir and Iron Man Muncie, small businesses, and restaurants. As for which businesses and nonprofit organizations get that money, that will be up to locally formed committees made up of non-elected officials, says Muncie City Council President Jeff Robinson.
These committees will hold public meetings and working sessions, and will allow for the public to offer input to the committee chairs. We're prepared to move quickly to assemble and get to work setting eligibility guidelines to get this money in the hands of people who need it right now.
The plan requires City Council approval, and committee members then need to be chosen. City officials are scheduling a public forum to hear community input next week and 2 council meetings in June, including a specially called session to pass the plan as quick as possible. Robinson says he hopes to be able to cut checks to approve businesses before the end of the summer. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.